Further to the video I did yesterday, which by the way got 61,000 views so far in one day, I'm not bragging about it. What I'm stating is I was given a copy of a video. The video was inside the courtroom when the gentleman who they're looking for was charged, the magistrate and the police, both of them, just happened to come from the same police station where some of the police who attended the incident where two people were shot, or three people actually, two killed, one injured. That's what's purported to have happened. How it happened? After watching the video, do I believe the police report? No, I don't. Do I believe the media? Absolutely not, because you're all lying. What was said in the court was referred to sections of the Commonwealth Criminal Code 1914. He was correct. The magistrate is not lawful. He had to first be a justice of the peace, then go up through the ranks to become a stipendiary magistrate. That's not negotiable. That's imperial law. Law in this country under the Colonial Laws Validity Act. Anything else is a lie. I don't care, Albanese, you got upset. Then get out of our parliament. You're a fraud. We have a constitution that says how you are required to be elected. We have imperial law says how the elections will take place. You clowns decide you can change it all. Now getting back to this court case, it's on my Facebook page. People should watch it. Write down the sections of the Crimes Act and understand he arrested the cops, every single one in that court. He arrested the magistrate. The magistrate was out of order and he referred to a court case, all of which is correct. You do not have the right to just browbeat somebody who goes to court with a case, challenges the jurisdiction of the court. That's Chapter 3 of the Constitution. It allows you to do that, and it requires all of you, every single one of you, to show where your authority comes from. Because without authority granted by the Constitution, there is no power to do what you're doing. Those people that call it purported to be police, the whole lot, are public officers. Michael Kirby ruled that if you're a public officer, you're a creature of statute. You can never be an officer of the Crown. No crown, no authority, no right, nor any power. The law says, our law. Our law is supreme. The Commonwealth Constitution Act 1900 UK is an enabling act. Enables us to have a constitution. We voted for it, we got it. We being the people able to vote at the time. Let's stop the nonsense and lies in this country. Albanese, it's not your government. You are illegitimate. I am not part of any sovereign citizen group or any other group. I made that abundantly clear 3 years ago in a Christmas party where I addressed a large group of people from all the groups. I said, I will show you what the Constitution says and decisions of the High Court that prove it, which is what I'm doing. The government doesn't like it, the so-called government. It's not a government, it's a parliament which overstepped its powers so far, it's ridiculous. You are a communist peanut, Albanese. You are not lawfully there. There is no such thing as preferential voting. There is no such thing as political parties being able to do what you've done. There is no lawful state parliaments because every single state has removed its state constitution. I'm talking about facts of law. You are talking lies and crap. You have no right to go into our parliament without first swearing the oath of allegiance required by us through our constitution. Not your choice. 42 of the Constitution says every senator and every member of the House of Representatives, before they take their seat, must swear the oath in the Constitution. The Australia Act, no referendum, no value, nothing. I am not interested in your stupid green constitution. There was no authority for it. To have authority had to come from the people. It wasn't. It doesn't exist. Stop your lies. The red one is the interpretation by the people who framed the Constitution. Truth. They put forward a draft copy. Fact. That went to England. Fact. to get permission off the superior parliament to every parliament in this country. They got it, which is an enabling act which enables us to have a constitution. Do you understand that? This isn't a dream, it isn't a thought, it isn't an opinion, it's fact of law. We are a self-governing colony of England until the people decide. You're not representing us when you change things. When you say you can do this, you can do that. You see, Queen Victoria was smarter than you idiots. She put every single one of these acts we have to refer to in as letters patent, which means the reigning monarch must sign. They didn't. All the march is about is putting our constitution back in place so we have a lawful government that vote, that's there to serve everybody, not half a dozen idiots who have decided that we, both black and white, Aboriginal or any other thing, are aliens to this country. There has never ever been a lawful federal parliament, so not one thing put forward has any value in law. And I'm glad. You know why? Because you're nothing but liars. Every single one of you. If you belong to a political party, you're a traitor. No exceptions. You don't swear the lawful oath, you definitely are. You go in our parliament as a political party, you go into treason. We need to stand behind Des because these people that went there are public officers, creatures of statute. Where they draw their authority to enter that property, they didn't. It doesn't matter if they had a warrant issued under the authority of the state of Victoria, which dumped its constitution long before 1975. You take the constitution out, no lawful parliament. Where does every parliament go when you remove the state constitution? Back to imperial law. Can the federal parliament take over? It's nothing to do with them. They're not a lawful body without six lawful states, and we've never ever had them. So is a challenge to the jurisdiction of every lawyer, because they have no authority whatsoever to be officers of the court. They have no authority. Show me in the Constitution where they have authority to swear an oath to a foreign entity, being the City of London through the Bar Association, and sit in our courts. They don't have any. You're not going to answer any of the questions like that, those purported police in that court. It's on my Facebook. You're welcome to watch it. Save it to your own computer so it doesn't get wiped out. And if you find out, as I did, on the day he went back to court to further instigate lawful proceedings, the gentleman you're hunting, the police put him into custody and the magistrate threw the case out because he wasn't there. That is conspiracy to pervert the course of justice. What he brought up in the court, I was listening to it. As a retired cop, I understand exactly what he said, and the Criminal Code and the Crimes Act. Section 42, when the police never upheld what he said after he said the law, the magistrate, who had no right to be there, he was under arrest. He should have sat there and shut up, because that's his only choice. That's the only choice he had, but he didn't take it. And that clown that called itself a police sergeant and the others that were in the court were all put under arrest lawfully. Does he have the right? Yes. Why? Because he's part of the 26 million people that make up the Commonwealth of Australia. We're the Commonwealth. You are not. You are our public servants. You are there to pass laws for us, not over us. You have a restraint on your ability to pass laws. How do we know that? Page 346 of the Red Constitution, ours, our interpretation by our people who put it together. We state, not all enactments of the Parliament are valid. Only those passed pursuant to, in accordance with, and under the authority granted by the Constitution, and those laws only are binding on the courts, judges and people.
Peter Dunn, I arrest you for aiding and abetting. Okay, but I arrest you for acting oppressively and when interested and perverting the course of justice. You must stand down. You are now in my custody and under arrest. You are not free to leave.
Just have a seat.
Does this court obey the law, sir?
Just have a seat.
Does this court obey the law?
Have a seat.
Even just once?
Have a seat. Mr. Prosecutor, how many police witnesses?
Four, Your Honour. There's Miss Quinn, a Gary French, law clerk, and informant Borbidge.
So two police and two civilian?
Now, Mr. Freeman.
Yes.
In terms of your defence for the matter, what do you say? How many witnesses do you have?
I'll run my case where I'm going to run it, sir. Magistrate Stella Stutheridge has already progressed this matter on the 13th of December last year.
Mr. Freeman, I've asked you a question.
I don't understand the question, sir. What was that?
How many witnesses do you have?
Witnesses?
Yeah.
I don't need witnesses.
Okay, so you have no witnesses? The purpose of this hearing is to determine how long the contested hearing will take.
Sir, it's not. That's not what Magistrate Stutheridge ruled, and I'm about to give you that information, and so far you've suppressed me from giving that information.
This matter is listed for a contest mention. It's running as a contest mention.
Can I speak now, please, sir?
You have a question.
On the 13th of December last year, Magistrate Stella Stutheridge identified serious issues I raised being a serious abuse of process in this matter. An order that was not made according to law, and many counts of fraud and perjury by the applicant. As a result, I've implemented a voir dire that this case cannot proceed until these matters are dealt with. That was upheld by Magistrate Stella Stutheridge, who allocated a hearing, which is now a year later, this one, and she specifically said that Magistrate Cottrell is not to sit on the matter because he was the one that caused the problem, that Magistrate Watkins cannot because he is in bias, and that you cannot either. And then the registrar, Sam out there at the front, told me 3 weeks ago that you're one of the magistrates that had recused yourself from this matter. And I'm very angry that the registrars couldn't get it right and went and allocated this hearing while you were sitting when it was supposed to be Magistrate David Farram, according to Magistrate Stella Stutheridge. She also stated in the court, on the record, which you need to check, prosecutions are on notice that the hearing will be an application to strike the matter out, nothing else. She said it is booked in for an application to strike the matter out. She specifically told that to Prosecutor Stuart Pritchard. There has been a shocking delay in justice in the past year waiting for my hearing. I've been back to court to try and get it heard sooner, which is a perversion of the course of justice, and I'm not ready to make any more concessions for people. I've been to court 15 times. You would have been the fifth magistrate, but as it's gone around circle, the fourth magistrate sit on this case. This travesty of justice and unlawfulness by Loretta Quinn, by the police and by this court has continued for 2.5 years. Even during the deaths, my family deaths I had 2 weeks after my sister-in-law dropped dead in front of the four kids, you and Evans and Eliades, French and Quinn and their lawyers all got in here and colluded all day long and harassed me for a full day in August. Then you adjourned it to November, and I was hounded and hammered again in the most sadistic way for a full day. And then I still didn't get the matter resolved because this court is still unable to resolve it according to law, which would only take 5 minutes. Now, the crimes that were committed by Loretta Quinn and Magistrate Cottrell took 17 minutes on the court record. It has now taken me 17 months to try and get the law simply upheld and get this matter reversed. And I can assure you I am extremely angry and extremely determined, and I have no more concessions or grace left for anyone involved, and am ready to launch private prosecutions against anyone who breaks the law in the court today. Now, I have the laws that are being broken,
Mr.
sir.
Mr. Freeman.
I'm being cut off, yeah? Okay.
Magistrate Stutheridge has made no orders in this matter. The matter is listed for a contest mention today.
So you're going to railroad me again, okay?
I have no evidence that what you say is correct. So, in terms of not calling any witnesses, it would appear to be a factual argument.
Correct, sir.
I have evidence to give on the stand, sir.
Well, it's a question of factual argument.
I have evidence to give up there to this court. That's my right.
Hey.
Oh, yes, it is today. Not it is today. My right to a fair hearing. 2.5 years. Well, this needs to go to the Supreme Court. Do not adjourn this case, sir. You will be perverting the course of justice, and I will prosecute you.
Well, it's a matter for you. How long will this matter take, Mr. Prosecutor? I would imagine at least a day.
At least a day, Your Honour.
This court has constructive knowledge of perjury being committed. You'll be aiding and abetting that if you proceed. You'll be in breach of Justice Gaudron's rulings in the High Court, Nicholas versus the Queen, 1998, by proceeding in a matter that is an abusive process, where there are other serious matters raised which have been identified by a previous magistrate.
Yeah.
You cannot proceed in this matter by ruling of the High Court of Australia. If you're acting in criminal bias, the magistrate acting oppressively or when interested, I have a right to a fair hearing and I have a right to justice. If I do not get it, this proves that this is not a court of competent jurisdiction and you will be prosecuted, sir. For the Supreme Court and High Court justices listening to this recording in the future, take note the magistrate Dunn is not allowing me to have a fair hearing, is obstructing justice, and is in breach of the law. So I have an hour allocated for this hearing. I want to get up on that stand and give some evidence.
No, you're not.
Okay, well, you're perverting the course of justice. I've had enough of it. You're acting oppressively and when interested in breach of the Crimes Act.
Are you available on the 5th of February?
No. So you have constructive knowledge of crimes committed in this court. You are now aiding and abetting them.
Are you available on the 5th of February?
Peter Dunn, I arrest you for aiding and abetting.
Okay. But
I arrest you for acting oppressively and when interested and perverting the course of justice. You must stand down. You are now in my custody and under arrest. You are not free to leave.
Just mind asking.
For the Supreme and High Court justices listening to this recording in future, take note that the magistrate is under arrest for serious crimes committed against me, as have been outlined in numerous hearings and this one. I have no choice but to make this arrest under Section 458 of the Crimes Act, which is my lawful right to do so. This case cannot proceed. Right, who's the highest ranking police officer here?
That'd be me.
Right.
No.
So you're obliged.
No, I'm not.
Excuse me. No. You're obliged.
No. Excuse me for a moment. Just excuse me, Mr. Freeman.
The arrest has been made.
Mr. Freeman, just excuse
you
me for a moment.
Honour, please.
5th of February at this court or at Juliet, at this court or at Myrtleford? Well, I need to know now whether it's Myrtleford or is it 5th of February at Myrtleford Day?
It is a
Myrtleford. Okay, 5th of February
at Mr. Doss, I arrest you as well for malfeasance of public office and refusing to do your duty. All right? And your other charges will be added to that. Okay? So for the court record, for the Supreme Court and High Court justices listening to this recording, you're both under arrest. This matter has stopped. You are not free to leave. You are in my custody. If you leave, you will be escaping lawful custody and resisting arrest. That's the law under Section 458 of the Crimes Act, which I am entitled to enact.
I think that's your
according to the circumstances.
That would be your interpretation of the law.
What you want? Yeah. All right.
Well, no, but just because you say so, Mr. Freeman, doesn't mean it's right. 5th of February.
Please, and Constable Sarah Williamson. It's now your role
to arrest
Mr. Dosser and Mr.
Time to go, Mr. Freeman. The matter's booked in for you.
This is done, Mr. Freeman.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I'll collect my papers. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Absolutely disgusting. Shameful. Now, the paper that you need. A document for the court, sir. I must leave here. Going to war.
Well, if you leave it at the front counter, that'll be just...
Okay. Because you're under the Criminal Code Act, Section 83.4, because you are using force and intimidation to interfere with my Australian democratic and political right to have my case...
Off you go, Mr. Freeman. Off you go.
I arrest you, sir, and I arrest you.
If you like.
Time to leave.
Grab your papers
and off you go.
So all of you police in the courtroom and magistrate are arrested according to law. This will be taken up in the Supreme Court. I'm now under duress. I fear for my safety, given that there are four armed criminals.
Your phone and all your bits and pieces.
Four armed criminals surrounding me in an intimidating manner. I'm under duress.
Off you go. Bye, Mr. Freeman.
Thank you for your time.
You'll be receiving your charge sheet coming. Yeah.
Next.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down.